We are holding in Sefer Chofetz Chaim Hilchos Lashon Hara Klal Chesef Sif Zayin. Klal Chesef Zayin. Okay. We're talking about yesterday. We spoke about that this issue of speaking Lashon Hara about someone who is an apikaris, and we talked about that. You know exactly what that meant. So now I'm going to get a little more into detail. It's not just that he's an apikaris. Let's say like this. Again, we're talking about not someone who is not knowledgeable, Chas v'Shalom, not someone who's a fine Jew, just doesn't know about it. We're talking about someone who's a real... He's a Rasha. He's a Rasha, unfortunately, right? And he is doing these averis in very public eye, okay? Everyone knows about it, number one. And the kind of aver it is an aver that everyone knows is an aver. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about, let's say you have a guy, he's the first one walking around with shatnas. He's not a frum person at all, he doesn't know anything. So how many non-frum people know that shatnas is a problem? You know what I'm saying? But an Israeli is Machal Shabbos, Ipsad, Geneva, you know what I mean? Right? He's doing bad things that everyone knows are bad. It's interesting, Chofetz Chaim at the bottom says, even if it's the Rabbanan, and he's doing it for Hesia, then you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara about him in order to degrade these activities. Okay? Now, Gamkin Din Hakim that it's Mutter. What does it mean that everyone knows? What does it mean it's Mukhsa Kosher? Who's going to be Anshi or the Rasha? Everybody agrees that he's a Rasha. Actually, you pull a hemp of there's no doubt in the world. It's not like you can be down the Kapskos. It's not that Stam are rumors. If it's only a rumor that he's a Rasha, also listen, Mukhsa, you can't rely on this. Look at also Chas v'Shalom to degrade him, God forbid. You can't even believe it in your heart. Now, on the bottom, he points out the following. You might say, what does it mean, Laganosa? Because of the Russia, you go around making fun of a Russia? What's that? Just because you're Russia, you don't make fun of a Russia. Hello, what we're talking about over here, where somebody is doing something very bad in public, everyone knows about it, everyone knows it doesn't. And you want to do what? You want to keep people away from him. Or you want to make him do tshuva. And the only way to do tshuva, you tried nice, you tried this, you tried that. So listen, if you don't, or like these people, you know, in the Jewish press, they put a thing in the newspaper that says these people won't give their wife a get, and they're holding them up ransom for the last 5 years, and the terrible people don't go do business with them, whatever. Now, I don't do the research for them, so I don't know if they really did. But assuming they're telling the truth, you're talking about people that are trying to get these people to do tshuva. That's what it's motive. It's time to get on the radio or write in the newspaper, this guy's evil, that you can't do. Okay. Vada. Okay, halacha ches, v'dam, demashi yesh oimrim, demut l'sav l'shanar b'alim machlokes. On the bottom he says, the reason why it's yesh oimrim, because it could be it's a machlokes of Rishon in the realm of the Rift. But there are those who say, not only can you say l'shanar better Russia, but people that cause machlokes. Let's say there's machlokes in the city. You know, machlokes can break up, machlokes can break up families, machlokes can break up a shul. So why not just break away from a breakaway? You know what I'm saying? You can make machlekes in the city. You can make all kinds of schools can break up. All kinds of terrible things can happen because of machlekes. So if you know somebody's bali machlekes, the guy who was starting this dispute, an argument, and fight, you let us say lashon hara again. Davkim who roish ha'idei galuf ne'anoshim, it's golden to misa b'zehenian. Only if you see that by revealing this in front of people, how bad they're causing of conflict. And they realize that everyone will see that you're not right, you're not allowed to do this. When we told the tushpas machlokas, like from the word shambas, and from that the machlokas will what? Will stop? Now, let me just, he says one more time, repeat the following very important details in order for you to be able to say Lashon Hara about anybody, even when you're trying to stop a dispute. Okay? Here we go. Number one. Everyone agrees that these are the guys who are causing the trouble. You have to know it yourself. Not that you heard it from someone else, unless then you did an investigation, right? In other words, I read it in the paper. Can't believe it. Not Makabel. Down the Kapskos. Then you find out, Taka, these are the two guys that are causing all the trouble. Okay? Then you found out. Base. So the reason why you're doing it is to stop the machlokas, not because you don't like the guy. You found out that the guy that you really don't like in the city is the guy causing argument. Now I can get him. No, not mutter. Only if you're doing the twelves. Number three. If you have any capability of stopping the machlokas, you know the Rav in town, and or you know his Rebbe from Yeshiva, right? Someone once called me. I was no longer connected with a certain place, a community, and there was a guy having a difficulty over there. Was making trouble. So the guy called me. Why? Because I wasn't part of the Machlokes. I wasn't the Rav anymore. And he knew this fellow respected me, whatever for whatever reason, whatever. We had a good relationship. So I said, if you could try to get someone else, around to talk to the guy, so then you're not allowed to go be mafar seimit to stop the Machlokes. Do it first in a nice way, in a pleasant way. Should stop him for that with a kanai de hokaka by giving him most of the yotzev zeh. Then also l'sab lashon hara lame. Then you can't say lashon hara in lo shiyar lachichem pen shedu ma machlokim zeh shein dai tu imayim. And now you're scared about them that they're gonna be, you know, they're gonna go after you. Yifaro it's also v'shuv lo yilo eitz eich l'tak and it's a davar. Unless you're not gonna have any other eitz to fix. Ah, because that's sochus shigul gadol gadol. Now listen, you have to be very careful. Shigul das means you gotta use your noggin. You gotta use your head over here. You gotta try to figure out. Don't quickly say, oh, I have to be fired. It's the only way to do it. Otherwise, he's just going to fight. I got to put it in the newspaper, right? You got to take time, think clearly, and meet, you know, ask a shayla in a way that doesn't reveal the details, right? To go to one side, another. Maybe, you know, sometimes you hear one side of an argument. You know, it happens all the time with me, right? What comes in to talk to me. So and so is doing this to me, man. My roommate, my classmate, this and that. Okay, boy's an honest boy. I don't think he's lying. But if I don't hear the other side, maybe there's a little something. Maybe he's exaggerating. Maybe this, maybe there's a way, you know? To go ahead and then just go to the second guy and say, why are you doing this? You can't do that. You have to. Maybe the other guy is the Baal Mechlagis. You got to be careful, right? Rakshi's Bain Hate about Pitaira. Me and Baal Mechlagis. You got to be careful. Try to understand based on your Torah knowledge and understanding who is really causing the fight. Within him, in me. If you can't, then Sheva Tasa Odev. It's better for you to be quiet. Don't. If you're not sure who really started the Mechlagis and you're going to go after one and you say, oh, they started. No. So the kids rabbi said, we saw two things today this morning. Number one, if a person is a real rush, which means he's doing something in public that everybody knows is usher, and the only way you can stop it is by being mefarsim it, by publicizing it, then you're allowed to, but you better be careful that you really know it's true. And number two, if people are starting machlokes, and A is the one who's really starting the fight with B, if you really, really know it's true based on your own information, number two, you're doing it not because you don't like the guy, because you're trying to stop it. Number three, there's no other way to stop the machlokes. And those very, very specific things, it's mutter to say lashon hara. Again, you know, I once heard you, when it's mutter to say lashon hara, in these kinds of situations, it's a mitzvah. But these kind of mitzvahs are very, very, you got to be very careful before you do such a mitzvah. Make sure you're really right on that situation. Okay, yeshakarach, everybody, for coming.